Dozens of people watch through a chain-link fence as Joseph Tagabon and his family get off the jet. Wet snow is coming down, but no one seems to care. It was just after Christmas last year when Tagabon first learned he had a rare form of cancer known as AML. It started with swollen gums and ended with 4 rounds of chemo over several months. In February, he spoke with KFSK over the phone. He said the treatment was more difficult than he imagined.
Especially the pain, like extreme pain, it skyrockets sometimes. It gets unbearable sometimes.
Today, he's out of the hospital gown and into a black puffy coat, khaki pants, and a red stocking hat. As he approaches the crowd, people start to chant. Joseph Strong is a slogan that's been all over Petersburg for months, on t-shirts and posters throughout town. Tagabon addresses the crowd.
I just wanted to thank you all.
Welcome home!
I just wanted to thank you all so much for the amount of support, for the amount of prayer, and the thought that you guys have all put into for our journey back in Seattle. I just wanted to thank you guys so much for always being there by my side.
Then, people start approaching him for hugs.
Welcome home, buddy.
Even though they're outside, everyone is masked. A long embrace comes from classmate Iris Case. She later says they kept in touch while he was away.
The first couple of months, a lot of people were in contact with him, and then he went through a really rough patch, and we just FaceTimed a lot, and he kind of helped me with schoolwork.
On most days, if Tagabon wasn't too tired, he could attend school remotely from the hospital. Some of his teachers are in the crowd. He got straight A's the first quarter of this year. Watching it all from a distance is his mom, G. Tagabon. She's overjoyed with the homecoming.
Joseph's here, he's whole, he's alive. Yeah, I can't be more thankful.
Joseph's immune system is still weak. The community has the worst outbreak of COVID it's seen since the pandemic started. As of today, it's the highest cases per capita in the country. She says her son asked her about being around the crowd.
Mom, should I be hugging? I was like, you know what, you have to be careful. And like, but mom, I can't promise. I want to get all the hugs I can. I say, go for it, you know.
It might be a few weeks before Tagabon can safely return to school in person. But he says the community support now, as it did before, keeps him looking to the future.
One of the most important things that I had to keep in mind was to stay positive and stay confident that I was going to beat cancer. So I just kept that in the back of my mind. And even though I had my moments where I just couldn't deal with having all this pain, but I knew that there was light at the end of the tunnel.
The welcome doesn't end here. People get into their cars, and Tagabon climbs into a fire truck for a noise parade through town. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.